إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. Indeed, Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'd. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion, and every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has advised us, to fear Allah. To fear Allah and those things that are open and those things that are hidden, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, as we've just heard, to fear Allah. And then we ask a question that maybe some of us have asked ourselves before we have embraced Islam, and that is, what is the truth? And then many of the people, they come to us after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Islam, and they question us as they're seeking it also, what is the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered that question in His book, as He says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدَ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, O humanity, the truth has come to you from your Lord. This was the question that we have posed to ourselves before Allah has guided us to Islam, and this is the question that we still hear after Allah has guided us to Islam. What is the truth, or where is the truth? And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has told us that the truth has come to us from our Lord, and that truth is al-Islam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in His Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about His religion of al-Islam, the religion of truth, says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected for you your deen, and I have completed my favor to you, and I have chosen for you Islam as a way of life or as a deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the truth to us. It is the religion of al-Islam, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has completed that religion. It is the greatest favor to us, and whoever denies it is a loser, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires a religion, a deen, a way of life other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. In the hereafter, he will be among the losers. In general, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is showing us that al-Islam is the religion of truth. It is the truth from our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his Quran details to us, or lays out to us in a general, detailed manner, that Islam, the religion of Allah, the truth, is worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Allah says in His Quran, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn, nor the mankind, except to worship me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us our purpose in life, and that is to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala by following His religion of al-Islam, the religion of truth, the answer to the question that we have posed to ourselves, and the question that is asked to us many of the times, what is the truth? The truth is Islam, and Islam is worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as Allah has commanded us in the Quran, as He says, Ya ayyuha al-nas, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O humanity, I command you to worship your Lord who has created you as He has created those before you in order that you may have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us our purpose in life by commanding us to worship Him, and by worshiping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala we are to attain this taqwa, or this fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in His Quran what is worship of Allah, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we question ourselves, what is the truth? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has answered it with al-Islam, and then He has commanded us to worship Him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hasn't left us alone to seek assistance from our own intellect by deciding how we feel it is proper to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but He showed us that the worship of Him is by obeying Him and obeying His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasulih wattaqu Allah inna Allah sami'un alim. O you who believe, do not decide an affair in your lives until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger in that affair, and then fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is Sami'un Alim. Indeed, Allah is the hearer, the knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse showed us the importance of obeying Him and obeying His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling us that we should not decide an affair in our lives until we know the decision of Allah and His Messenger in that affair, and then we're to fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran has commanded us to obey Him and to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before we decide any affair in our lives. Before we are to decide any affair in our lives. And then once we have decided, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not proper or befitting for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided an affair, that they have a choice in that affair, and whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this verse is showing us that after he has commanded us to obey him and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to find the verdict of Allah and his messenger before we make our decision to act upon anything, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has told us once that decision has come to us that we have no choice in that affair, but we are to submit to the decision of Allah and the decision of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following the Quran and following the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told humanity on his farewell hajj, ya ayyuhan nas inni taraktu fikum amrayni lan tadullu ba'di abadan ma in i'tasamtum bihima Kitab Allah wa sunnati, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O humanity, I have left you with two things. So long as you hold firmly to them, you will never ever go astray: the book of Allah and my sunnah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded all of humanity to obey Allah and to obey his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as this is the worship of Allah, this is the religion of Islam, and this is the truth. So when we have questioned ourselves, what is the truth? Or if we are questioned by others, what is the truth? We are to tell them that the truth is the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the way of life of obedience and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah and obeying his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has guided us to the religion of Islam, we still see that there is a need to question ourselves as to what is the truth. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out obedience to Allah and obedience to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we still find ourselves questioning what is the truth, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has laid it out for us as he has said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa uli al-amri minkum fa'in tanaza'atum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allah wa rasul إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and I command and those in authority from among the Muslims, or those scholars and leaders from among the Muslims. But if you differ in anything, and this is the point that we find ourselves questioning, what is the truth? Because as humanity, we find ourselves differing, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ, and they will never cease to be differing. Even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Islam, to the religion of obedience to Allah and obedience to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those scholars and leaders from among ourselves, we still find ourselves differing and asking the question, what is the truth? And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala answers by saying, if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and the Messenger. Take it back to Allah, the book of Allah, and the Messenger, his sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his death, and to him directly while he was living, alayhi salatu wa salam. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is best as a final decision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even given us guidance after he has guided us to Islam, that if we still find ourselves questioning what is the truth because we find many of the people differing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to take it back to Allah, to the book of Allah, and back to his messenger or his sunnah after his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as this is the way of finding the truth. But after we have taken it back to the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we may even still find ourselves questioning to what is the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us with the methodology and the correct understanding to show us how to practice and implement the Quran and the sunnah in our lives, as he has said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, and whoever opposes the messenger after clear guidance has come to him, after the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah has come to him, whoever opposes the messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has turned himself to, and we will enter him into the hellfire or the evil abode. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that after we have to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, that we are to follow it and understand it and implement it in our lives the way that the path of the believers followed and implemented this Quran in their lives. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the companions of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala could have told us, whoever opposes His Messenger after clear guidance has come to him, then we will turn him to that which he has sent himself to and enter him into the hellfire or the evil abode. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen it fit to add and follows a path of the path other than the path of the believers, because the path of the believers are the path of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we find ourselves as Muslims following them, then we will know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, and we will be pleased with Him, and we will have our question answered when we're questioning what is the truth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid it out. In obedience to Him and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following that Quran and Sunnah and practicing it the way that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced and understood that Quran. Walhamdulillah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to the religion of Islam, the religion of truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to worship Him by obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understanding that Quran and that Sunnah and implementing it in our lives the way that the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood it and implemented it in their lives and passed it on generation after generation up to our generation. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if we are to practice this truth in our lives and to call others to the truth of al-Islam, then we have to implement in our lives the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the authentic hadith, talibul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is incumbent upon every Muslim. If we are to know what the truth is and we're to practice it and implement it in our lives, then we have to seek the knowledge of this truth. We have to seek the knowledge of the truth that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us to seek this knowledge. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised those who have sought this knowledge, as he says, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, that whoever Allah wants good for, Allah will give him knowledge of this deen. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in an authentic hadith, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُ, that the best of you in the days of jahiliyyah, in the days before the truth, before Islam, are the best in Islam, provided that he has an understanding of this religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to have knowledge of this religion. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us to seek knowledge of this religion. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has informed us that the truth has come to him. And now that we know the truth in its general sense, that it is the religion of Islam, the religion of worship to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the way of life of obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to seek the knowledge of the details of the religion of Islam in order that we can continue to remain on the truth and call others to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a part of this deen of ours salah and zakat and fasting and making hajj and giving the salams, and salatul jumu'ah, and many other things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a part of this deen of al-Islam, and we have to seek the knowledge of the truth if we're able to practice Islam the way Islam is supposed to be practiced, and to call other people to the truth of Islam. Islam is the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and always, every day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and guide us to the straight path. And we have to continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the religion of truth, and to keep our hearts firm on the straight path, because if it wasn't for the answering of our dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could have gone astray just as the other people have gone astray. This Islam is the religion of truth, and there is nothing after this truth except falsehood. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts firm on the truth. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to increase us in knowledge of this truth of al-Islam. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give us knowledge of that which would benefit us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with that which He has given us knowledge of. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman, to increase us in taqwa, to increase us in wealth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good health and a good situation as Muslims, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make us successful over the disbelieving people. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.